Watch you smile while you're sleeping, while you're far away and dreaming. I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure. I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep, 'cause I miss you. And I don't want to miss a thing, 'cause even when I dream of you, the sweetest dream will never do, I'd still miss you. And I don't want to miss a thing. Lying close to you, feeling your heart beating, and I'm wondering what you're dreaming, wondering if it's me you're seeing. Then I kiss your eyes and thank God we're together. I just wanna stay with you in this moment forever. I don't wanna close my eyes. I don't wanna fall asleep, 'cause I miss you. And I don't wanna miss a thing, 'cause even when I dream of you, the sweetest dream would never do, I'd still miss you. And I don't wanna miss a thing. I don't wanna miss one smile. I don't wanna miss one kiss. I just wanna be with you right here with you, just like this. I just wanna hold you close.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. Former President Trump found a contempt again in his criminal hush money trial. Before he learned of his 10th $1,000 fine, Trump outside the courtroom this morning.
The judge has gagged me, and I'm not allowed to talk about, I guess, his total conflict.
The judge telling Trump that future violations of the gag order will be punishable by jail time. Russia today threatened to strike British military facilities and said it would hold drills simulating the use of battlefield nuclear weapons. This amid sharply rising tensions over comments by senior Western officials of a possibly deeper involvement in the war in Ukraine. Gaza ceasefire talks stalling over the weekend. Israel indicating it wants to finish off Hamas in Rafah. In a phone call today, President Biden urging Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu restraint. Another round of severe weather is in the forecast from South Dakota to Texas, Oklahoma, and the crosshairs again today with an elevated risk of tornadoes and damaging hail. This is ABC News. NASA will attempt to launch Boeing Starliner this evening. Boeing spacecraft is set to launch with humans on board and dock at the International Space Station for the first time.
The two astronauts who will be on board are test pilots. Never before has Boeing Starliner carried humans to space. It's had missteps getting to this point. While SpaceX has sent its Dragon capsule to space with humans a dozen times, now humans will be on board Boeing's design. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson, who went to space himself on the shuttle in 1986, tells me he'll be white-knuckling it tonight.
Remember, this is a test. This is not your normal Dragon launch.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
An Indiana woman defended her title at the Indianapolis Half Marathon, but this time she's 6 months pregnant. Anna Rohrer beat 7,900 other women for the first place finish with a time of 1 hour, 15 minutes, 18 seconds. She says this proves women have superpowers. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or going to the grocery store for milk instead of buying your own cow. You know there's an easier and better way. Save up to 25% when you bundle home and auto with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Abundant sunshine today with high temperatures smacking the mid-70s. Winds out of the southeast a bit feisty, gusting up to 20 miles per hour as a storm system strikes tomorrow, bringing some heavy rain, thunderstorms, and some have the potential to turn severe. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 65.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A Milwaukee police officer was injured late Sunday night. Ted Allen has more.
Police say a suspect fired shots during a Cinco de Mayo event on the city's south side. One of the bullets struck a 29-year-old officer who suffered non-fatal injuries. Police say three persons of interest are in custody with two firearms recovered at the scene. It's the second year in a row in which there's been a shooting involving Milwaukee police on Cinco de Mayo in that neighborhood.
President Joe Biden will be making another trip to Wisconsin this week. He'll be at the old Foxconn site in Pleasant Prairie on Wednesday to celebrate Microsoft's development there. The company has bought 1,500 acres at the old site, and the company plans to use the land for new data centers. And there's another pro-Palestinian rally at UW-Madison today. UW faculty members and staff walked out in order to show solidarity with the student protesters. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select AK System battery tool sets. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. Offer valid on select AK System sets for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Getting ready to take on spring? Create your own outdoor oasis with legendary steel tools. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and more, count on Steel to get it done this spring. Right now, save $30 on the American-made FS56 RCE trimmer. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
Good afternoon, it's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News This Hour being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Car Care Center, Durand. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Anabas Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealers, Durand. The Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. An Eau Claire woman is looking at a deal in a burglary case where she hit an elderly man in the head. Megan DeHotz entered her guilty plea Friday. She was originally facing armed burglary and abuse of an elder person charges, but pleaded that down to burglary and physical abuse of an older person instead. Investigators say DeHotz was on something when she broke into the elderly couple's home. They say she hit the husband in the head with a 20-pound piece of metal, but he was still able to wrestle her to the ground. She's due to be sentenced in August. The new Mondovi Public Library is nearly completed. The library will be closed on May 20th and 21st as staff moves into the new library. Now, checkouts won't be available while the library is closed, but will resume after the move is complete. A grand opening of the new library is scheduled for June. The Wabasha County Board will be meeting tomorrow. Items on the agenda include approval of the project agreement between the county and MDOT, discussion of an ordinance for a local housing trust fund, and reports from county department heads. Tomorrow's meeting begins at 9 a.m. at the old courthouse annex in Wabasha. One person was hurt after a reported stabbing in Toma on Saturday. According to the Toma Police Department, officers responded to a resident on the 300 block of Hollister Avenue for a reported stabbing. When law enforcement arrived, they found a person on the sidewalk with stab wounds in their back. The person was taken to Gunderson Lutheran Hospital and is in stable condition. The suspect was located at the same address and also arrested without incident. The UW president says a campus protest tent communities will likely be gone. President Jay Rothman was on Milwaukee TV over the weekend. He said the university will not allow protesters in Madison or Milwaukee to continue to camp out on campus. But Rothman did not say how or when the university would deal with the protesters and the tents. UW-Madison sent the police in last week to clear the campus. Since then, protesters have returned, and the university leaders say they're negotiating with protesters. Rothman says some of the protesters' demand, like a police-free campus, are all non-starters. You're listening to WRDN News.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabas Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
One person is dead after a rollover accident in Bloomer. The Chippewa County Sheriff's Department says that happened on Highway 40 near 155th Avenue. Deputies say a driver took their truck off the road and over a driveway. That's when deputies say the truck went into the air, rolled over, and into some trees. The driver was the only person in the truck and died at the scene. Another 15 ash trees that are in the boulevards in Durand will come down this summer. The trees are coming down due to the spread of emerald ash borer. Duran Mayor Patrick Miller says the remaining ash trees are in city parks and will be removed in the next few years.
The rest of the ash trees in the city, a lot of them are in the parks, either in Tarrant Park or the cemetery, and that's something that we'll work on the next few years to hopefully get those taken care of.
Many Durand residents took advantage of a program where the city and property owner each pay 25% of the cost of the removal of the boulevard tree, and the rest was covered by a forestry grant from the Wisconsin DNR. The old Girl Scout camp in Chippewa County has reopened. The camp's new owners cut the ribbon on Camp Nekawaka yesterday. The Girl Scouts owned the camp for years, but sold it off last year due to costs. A group of former Girl Scouts in the Chippewa Valley came together and bought the camp, fixed it up, and reopened it. The group's board secretary, Amanda Stevens, says the idea is to keep the camp open for Girl Scouts and other youth groups going forward. There will be another protest on UW-Madison's campus today. UW faculty members and staff say they plan to rally in support of the pro-Palestinian protesters who've been on campus now for a week. Professor Keith Woodward says they want to listen to their students and hear their ideas. The faculty rally will be at the Library Mall, which is the center of the current protests. Faculty members say they plan to meet with students in the Tent Village on campus and share their thoughts. A new report highlights the toll of reckless driving in Milwaukee. Wisconsin Policy Forum analyst Mark Sommerhauser says between 2002 and 2022, the number of speeding-involved crash fatalities in Milwaukee County increased more than 200%. In the other 71 Wisconsin counties, they declined by 55%. Sommerhauser calls that divergence pretty staggering. The report comes as Milwaukee continues to address reckless driving and with officials asking the legislature to allow the use of red light cameras to deter speeders. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport, Mondovi.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
Gotta love the hometown guys. Two Wausau area high school students are champions in an international competition. Senior Jackson Elby and junior Sadie Steinbeck teamed up to win the school-based enterprise retail operations competition as part of DECA at the International Career Development Conference. The two beat out 304 other teams to win the award. That event was held in Anaheim, California. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Abundant sunshine today with high temperatures smacking the mid-70s. Winds out of the southeast a bit feisty, gusting up to 20 miles per hour as a storm system strikes tomorrow, bringing some heavy rain, thunderstorms, and some have the potential to turn severe. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 65.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
At Lowe's, save big every day when you buy in bulk. Save 10% when you buy 68 or more OSB sheathing. Plus, get an extra 5% off every day on eligible purchases when you use your Lowe's business credit card. Get low prices on the materials you need today, because Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. 5% offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions and terms apply. See store at Lowe's.com/credit for details. U.S. only.
The Cubs blanked the Brewers 5-0 Sunday, taking 2 of 3 in their series at Wrigley. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Javier Assad held the Brewers scoreless on just 4 hits and 6 innings. Cubs starters tossing 19 scoreless innings in the series. They held the Brewers to just 3 hits with men on base. Manager Pat Murphy.
All three of them were great. They pitched well. We, you know, we got those 6 young guys in there, you know, less than a year of experience. And you got 6 young guys in there, and you got a pitcher like Assad or a pitcher like Teon yesterday. Those guys, they got ahead, and they pitched very well.
The loss goes to Freddy Peralta, his first of the season, as the Brewers and Cubs are tied atop the National League Central. Brewers open a series in Kansas City against the Royals tonight. Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo said he was still weeks away from being totally ready to work out in full. Giannis suffered a calf strain in the fourth quarter of a late regular season win over Boston. First round of the NBA playoffs is history. Cleveland locked up the final spot in the Eastern Conference semifinals with a 106-94 victory over the Orlando Magic. Future Hall of Famer J.J. Watt told reporters at his annual charity softball game in Houston that he would return to the Texans if they needed him this upcoming season. Packers wrapped up their rookie orientation camp over the weekend. The rookies will be back to join the veterans during the offseason workout program on May 13th. Coach Matt LaFleur said he was just looking at the big picture with his young players this weekend.
You know, there's a lot of new faces around here, from coaches to players. So you're watching a lot of the coaches coach for the first time, you know, coaching football. I mean, we've been in our phase two with our vets, and it's been all basically positional drills. To see them out there interact when we're actually running plays, it was good to see.
In the Midwest League on Sunday, Great Lakes knocked off Wisconsin by a score of 5-3, and Beloit beat Quad Cities 3-2. Both Beloit and Wisconsin are off today. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Kansas fans witnessed the closest finish in NASCAR history. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She is the track too tough to take.
The Lady in Black. She's got a thing for tradition, a hankering for history, and she sure likes a good challenge. Well, when Throwback Weekend comes to town, she'll get exactly what she wants and play extra hard to get.
These guys are going to have their hands full.
Shall We Dance? The official Throwback Weekend of NASCAR, May 10th through the 12th. Get your tickets now at darlingtonraceway.com.
Kyle Larson made a last lap pass on Chris Buescher during a 2-lap overtime finish last night at the Kansas Speedway and was able to get his Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet back to the finish line first by just 1/1000th of a second ahead of Buescher in the closest finish in NASCAR history.
So I got off a four-good, and I was like, man, I got to kill his run quick. So I just hung a left and endured him and just tried to stall his momentum. And he had it slowly coming back to me at the line. So just thankful that it was enough. And those guys behind us didn't get a huge run and get to our outside. So
behind Larson and Buescher was Chase Elliott in third, Martin Truex Jr. fourth, and Denny Hamlin completed the top five. See the full results now at MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
If disaster struck your farm today, do you have an emergency plan in place? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned for tips on how to prepare for the worst as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Disasters such as severe weather, fires, and floods can strike your farm at any time. How well you are prepared and able to handle the situation can make a difference in emergency response and recovery. Danelle Bickett-Weddle is the Associate Director of the Center for Food Security and Public Health at Iowa State University. She says a good emergency preparedness plan starts by creating a map of your farm site and labeling it so first responders have an idea of what's where.
The things that we want to label it with are: what is in that building or that structure? Is that a people building, an animal building? Do we have livestock and where? A machinery building? Are the pesticides in there? Access routes. How do people normally come in or out? Probably the most important thing you can label. Where is the electrical or natural gas shutoffs?
Make a farm inventory list of machinery and equipment, livestock, and hazardous substances. Have extra feed for animals, critical phone numbers where you can find them, and emergency supplies on hand.
Gas power generator, and then having gas for that generator. Because a lot of times we have diesel fuel on farm, but we might not always have gas for a gas power generator. Hand tools, because sometimes you got to cut down branches and, you know, just do some basic cleanup. Do you have fire extinguishers in all your barns, your event buildings, and your vehicles? Then have you checked them? Does everybody know how to use it?
Know how you will communicate with family members if you're in different locations, and keep a list of emergency phone numbers, including neighborhood contacts. And of course, practice your plans. Find more tips on preparing your farm for emergencies at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Take steps to live a more sustainable lifestyle by investing in plastic-free food storage containers like silicone sandwich bags or beeswax wraps, which can replace the difficult-to-recycle single-use plastic wrap. And while we all do our part, Charmin is working hard to make a difference by regrowing two trees for every tree used. We all go, why not enjoy the go with Charmin? Whether it's the irresistible cushiony softness of Charmin Ultra Soft or the superior strength and absorbency of Charmin Ultra Strong, either way, you can't go wrong.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
68 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets on WRDN. At the Mercantile Exchange, June milk up 17 to 1941, July up 15 to 1943, August up 4 to 1934, September milk up 6 at 1941. Meanwhile, cheese markets are mostly steady today. Barrels at 188, 40-pound blocks at 179. No trades on the day. Cash butter steady at 307.5. No trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 113. Dry whey also steady at 39.5. Again, no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets moving mostly lower today as there's a little bit of risk off of type of trade in the cattle markets. Big jump in the corn markets is really pressuring feeder cattle, and that's showing some pressure into the live cattle markets, even though the box beef prices are higher. Hog markets mostly lower as while pork cutout values are higher, there's still a lot of concern about demand this summer for pork. The WASD report will probably play a big role in the markets later on this week. Now, June live cattle are up 2 cents to 176.70. August, though, down 30 cents to 174.27. October, down 22 cents to 177.82. May feeder cattle down $1.65 to 241.65. August, down $1.87 to 252.87. September, down $1.77 to 254. Meanwhile, hog markets, May down 45 cents to 91.97. June, down 85 cents to 98.10, July down 60 cents to 102.25. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly higher, a risk on type of trade today in the grain markets. A lot of this has to do with some weather concerns, severe weather and very heavy rains in portions of the corn, bean, and wheat belts, which could delay corn and bean planting, helping to support the markets. Heavy rains as well causing disease issues in first crop corn areas in South America, adding to the corn strength for soybeans. There's also those heavier rains as well in South America that is delaying the soybean harvest. That's helping to support the markets. Again, wheat markets higher with some of the weather concerns in the U.S. Severe weather could damage the emerged wheat. Meanwhile, there's falling quality in France. There's also dryness concerns in the Black Sea region, along with a lower dollar, all helping to support U.S. wheat. May corn up 9 to 456, July up 5¾ to 466, September up 5 to 474¼, new crop up 3¼ to 486. May beans up 31 to 1232¾, July up 24¾ to 1239¾, August up 23¼ to 1238¾, new crop up 16½ to 1217½. May soybean meal up 12 to 378.50, May soybean oil up 70 cents to 43.12. Chicago wheat, May up 24 to 6.30. July up 21½ to 6.44. Minneapolis wheat, May steady at 7.08¼. July up 9¼ to 7.23¾. Meanwhile, energy markets today are also moving mostly higher. June crude oil up 49 cents to 78.60. July up 50 cents to 78.26. And June and July gas both up 2 cents, June at 257, July at 255. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Some processing plants are beginning to feel some economic pressure. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
In 2023, the U.S. became a net food importer for the first time, which the Midwest Food Products Association says is not a good thing. The MPFA is a trade association that advocates for food processing companies and affiliated industries in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Illinois. Jason Collada, president of the Midwest Food Products Association, says the imbalance began due to part a growing emphasis placed on fresh fruits and vegetables.
Fresh fruits and vegetables, especially, have been imported a lot more as fresh has been promoted and seen as a healthier option, even though nutritionally it's equivalent, whether fresh, frozen, or canned. We've seen that track continue into frozen, and now we're seeing it in canned as well, where there's more imports coming into the country, really, since the pandemic.
Collada talks about why the U.S. has become a net food importer.
A big reason with canned is specific to tariffs. So if you recall, President Trump had imposed tariffs on steel in 2018, and President Biden has essentially maintained the same policy as his predecessor. What that's meant for canned food, we use tin plate steel to produce the food cans. It's actually most of the tin plate in the nation goes into food cans. We have really struggled with the price of our product because we had to import tin plate steel previously. The domestic industry does not produce enough to meet our national demand for this for food packaging. And the tariffs have just really harmed the industry by driving our prices up.
He says the high price of tin plate steel is making life difficult for food processors like the MFPA.
Today, if you go in the grocery store, you grab a can off the shelf, about 40% of the price of that can is just the steel. So it's actually more than the crop to grow and put the sweet corn in the can. It's more than the labor to get into the can. And so that's a real inhibition for our industry. Because canned is a low-margin, high-volume product, just pennies differences on product can result in the loss of contracts.
That means foreign imported products have been able to underbid American food products because American companies pay a tariff on their steel.
It's a difficult issue to resolve. So we've asked for an exemption specific for tin plate from the tariffs. Tin plate is about 2% of all U.S. steel consumption. It's not even a large segment. And here, as it deals with food security, we really thought we'd be able to make more headway. And regardless of the administrations, we've really been challenged to do so.
That's Jason Collada of the Midwest Food Processors Association. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin Farm Bureau President Brad Olson released a statement regarding the recent updates to USDA's school nutrition standards. Wisconsin Farm Bureau appreciates USDA's recognition of the role flavored milk and cheese have in a nutritious meal, and allowing schools the option to continue offering flavored milk is not only important for building a balanced meal, but also encourages additional milk consumption to the future, he said. However, he said they were disappointed that USDA missed an opportunity to restore 2% and whole milk to school breakfast and lunch. Olson said the science is clear that additional milk options provide a greater chance for positive health outcomes for American children. U.S. trade policy can strengthen supply chain resiliency and ensure that U.S. dairy continues to grow as a global leader. That was the testimony that Tony Rice, Trade Policy Director for National Milk, gave at a hearing before U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai. The U.S. dairy industry exported more than $8 billion worth of products in 2023, supporting thousands of jobs and contributing significantly to the national economy. During his testimony, Rice highlighted the need for a more proactive U.S. trade policy agenda that tackles global trade barriers and enhances market access to key partners. An inclusive, worker-centered trade policy should reflect the central role that the comprehensive trade agreements and American exports play for the agricultural economy and the many farmers and workers throughout the supply chain who rely on it, Rice said. He also recommended that the USTR incorporate dairy-specific elements in trade negotiations to facilitate a robust supply chain. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill banning the sale or production of lab-grown meat in that state. Florida will fight back against the global elite's plan to force the world to eat meat grown in a petri dish or bugs to achieve their authoritarian goals, he said in a press release. Our administration will continue to focus on investing in our local farmers and ranchers, and we will save our beef, he said. Florida Senate Bill 1084 enacts a wide-ranging ban on cultivated meat, making it illegal for any person to manufacture for sale, sell, hold, or offer for sale or distribute cultivated meat in Florida. Violators would face misdemeanor penalties, and businesses caught selling the product could have their licenses suspended. We must protect our incredible farmers and the integrity of American agriculture, said Florida Agriculture Commissioner Wilton Simpson. He said lab-grown meat is a disgraceful attempt to undermine our proud traditions and prosperity. The American Farm Bureau Federation recently selected a group of leaders in agriculture as the organization's 12th Partners in Advocacy Leadership Class. AFBF designed PAL to help agriculture leaders accelerate their engagements, ability, and solidify their roles as advocates for agriculture. Being able to successfully advocate at all levels for agriculture issues that benefit rural communities is more important than ever, said Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall. Now, PAL training involves four leadership models designed to develop specific advocacy skills while exploring components of leadership in its theories and philosophies. Now, the modules will build on one another over 2 years of the program and include intense in-person hands-eye training. Graduates will get the experience and confidence to effectively engage all critical agriculture stakeholders. USDA said that ground beef samples sent to the National Veterinary Services Laboratory for PCR testing were negative for the H5N1 bird flu virus. Farm Policy News says USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service collected 30 samples of ground beef from retail outlets in the states with dairy cattle herds that tested positive for H5N1. The National Laboratory reported that all samples tested negative from the virus. The results reaffirm that the meat supply is safe, USDA said. The Food and Drug Administration says preliminary results of testing additional dairy products continue to show that pasteurization inactivates the bird flu virus. FDA has tested now 297 total retail samples of pasteurized dairy products, and the results released last week represent tests on 201 of those samples to date. Meanwhile, the USDA Plant and Animal Health Inspection Service recently added Colorado to the list of states with dairy herd infections. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Mike Adams for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Look for another breezy day today ahead of another storm system in our ag weather forecast, as we'll have gusts anywhere up to 25 to 30 miles an hour. Now, showers and thunderstorms will begin to move into the region as well later on tonight and into tomorrow. We could see up to another inch of precipitation. Plenty of sunshine today, high 68 to 73, relative humidities at 26 to 31%, southeast winds at 13 to 18, gusting to 30. We'll see about 11 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy early, then becoming cloudy with showers and thunderstorms developing. Lows 51 to 56, relative humidities at 90 to 95%, southeast winds at 17 to 22, gusting to 35, 5/100ths to 1/10th of an inch of precipitation possible. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms, highs 63 to 68, relative humidities at 59 to 64%, southeast winds at 15 to 20, gusting to 35. We'll see 3/4 to an inch of precipitation possible. For Wednesday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower or storm, highs 70 to 75. Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of rain, highs 60 to 65. Friday, partly sunny, highs 65 to 70. And for Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, highs 60 to 65.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Don't rock the jukebox, wanna hear some Jones, 'cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock jukebox, play me a country song. Before you drop that quarter, keep one thing in mind. You got a heartbroken hillbilly standing here in line. I've been down and lonely ever since she left. Before you punch that number, could I make one request? Don't rock the jukebox, I wanna hear some Jones, 'cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Ain't got nothing against rock and roll, but when your heart's been broken, you need a song that's slow. There ain't nothing like a steel guitar drowning memories. Before you spend your money, baby, play a song for me. And don't rock the jukebox, wanna hear George Jones, 'cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. You don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song.
There's a plane or a bus leaving Dallas, I hope you're on it. If there's a train moving fast down the tracks, I hope you caught it. 'Cause I swear out there ought to be. So catch a ride, catch a cab. Don't you know I miss you bad, but don't you walk to me. Baby, run, cut a path across the blue skies. Straight in a straight line, you can't get here fast enough. Buy the truck and fire it up. Lean on the gas and off the clutch. Leave Dallas in the dust. I need you in a rush. So baby, run.
you ain't got a suitcase, get a box, an old brown paper sack. Pack it light or pack it heavy, take a truck, take a Chevy, baby, just come back. There's a shortcut to the highway out of town, why don't you take it? Don't let that speed limit slow you down, go on and break it. Baby, run, cut a path across the blue skies, straight in a straight line, you can't get here fast enough. Find a truck and fire it up, lean on the gas and off the clutch, leave Dallas in the dust. I need you in a rush, so baby, run. Baby, run. Baby, run.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Hadn't had a good time since you know when. Got talked into going out with hopes you were staying in. I was feeling like myself for the first time in a long time, till I bumped into some of your friends over there talking to mine. Then you rolled in with your hair in the wind, baby, without warning. I was doing alright, but just your side had my heart stoning. The moon went high, stars quit shining, rain was driving, thunder, lightning, you wrecked my whole world when you came and hit me like a hurricane. You hit me like a hurricane. Knew it was gonna be a long night from the moment when we locked eyes over whiskey on ice, started talking about us again. And if I would have just laid my drink down and walked out, well, I wouldn't be in my truck driving us to your house. But you rolled in with your hair in the wind, maybe without warning. I was doing all right, but just your side had my heart stolen. The moon went hiding, stars quit shining, rain was driving, thunder, lightning, you wrecked my whole world when you came and hit me like a hurricane. You hit me like a hurricane. Category 5 with your smile blew me away. Doing all right, but just your side had my heart storming.
Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.